Bunch of what?
Was that character Dot that Stephanie Weir would do?
I don't remember what she did.
Remember they added her. Stephanie Weir was like that. That was in like the middle of the run of the show. She was one of those cast member additions.
Yeah, she had like a weird face.
Yeah, but
Stephanie Weir.
I forgot how funny she was.
I forget who she is.
She had kind of like a weird like jaw thing going on.
Yeah, she has a very kind of severe Willem Dafoe.
Yes, yeah. She was funny as shit.
Yeah.
She's but I
was showing, oh yeah, her.
I was showing somebody that the sketch she did where it's her and her like her, I guess one, like it's some like fucking upper middle class lady, and she's sitting there with her friends, and she's talking about a self defense class she took.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know what? Let's just go ahead and roll the clip. And this is where, hold on. If you're listening at home, go on YouTube and pull the.
Yeah, we're not going to do it
Mad
for
TV,
you.
Mad TV, YouTube, self-defense class, and we'll wait.
Uh-huh. Yep.
You want us to do your emotional labor of pulling up the clip?
And we'll sit here, and that'll probably, I think that clip is 17 minutes long.
Okay.
So we're going to.
You know, I'm looking at her filmography and shit here. She did not work enough. She's funny as shit.
Yeah, I know. She's mm-hmm. on some ABC sitcom, but other than that, I don't think she's done anything.
She does like. Like guests get like one episode here and there places. Mm-hmm. She didn't really have any big roles, I don't think, in any movies. It's fucking bullshit. She's funny.
Not only was she really funny on Mad TV, but like the manner in which she was funny was kind of like, what's it called when something's like before its time? Or Adam's not allowed to answer.
It's not prescient.
Yeah.
Oh no. Yeah, we were both thinking of it
because it's not like
it's not. Yeah, she's not predicting it or anything like that. Or
yeah, just sort of not necessarily of cutting edge, but it feels very kind of contemporary and, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. modern now, the way in which she would.
Is there one word for ahead of its time?
There is. There's a word
that kind of wraps it up nicely.
There absolutely is.
Fuck. I'm really drawing a blank.
Yeah.
I'm even willing to lift the Adam can answer.
You know what I didn't understand is, and who are they taking Sunday back from? The Jews?
Yes. Well, no, Jews got Friday, right?
Saturday.
Yeah. But then they tried to.
Do Muslims get Friday?
But yeah. Hold on, the banks closed on
That's
Sunday.
Interesting that we all just kind of were like, oh, the bank's closed on Sunday.
Yeah, so we know who's really running things.
They took an extra day.
They're like one day for hanging around and then another day for not going to work.
Yeah. It's called the weekend.
It is interesting that
they stole the weekend from black people. Everybody knows that.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, it is.
Jews did?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, the Yoruba came up with the weekend.
Mm-hmm. And why is that funny?
What?
Why is saying Yoruba funny?
Well, I'm just saying it's like an old African thing. What
it's
are you
not,
doing
it's not
right
an
now?
Old African
Me?
Thing. It's a yeah. type of African person.
I'm firing on all cylinders. All right. I'm checking in.
Aren't Yoruba like just, isn't that just a group of people in Nigeria?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
I think you were thinking of Yakubian.
Yeah, Yakub.
Yeah.
And well, you that said Yoruba.
Yakub was the evil white devil.
The evil white scientist. Yeah. They created white
I
people.
Think he was just a scientist. Yeah, he was a black guy.
He was a black scientist.
Was he a black
he
guy who
white
invented
people.
White people?
He was a black version of the guy from Crash Bandicoot.
Yes.
That was the letter N on his head.
Yeah.
Neocortex.
That's Yakub.
Great name.
And they're like, he has been branded with the word you cannot say. that's their Voldemort.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yakub.
You can't say his name. And then one boy, Black Harry Potter, was born, and he was the only person that could say it through his face.
Mm.
And that's what destroyed him.
Wow. Getting called the N-word?
Yeah.
By
Black Harry Potter.
Dun 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 dun.
You're a Harry.
Dun dun.
Well, Voldemort.
I'm a what?
You're a Sayer. You're a Sayer, Harry.
I'm a what?
Bum, 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 bum. It's interesting that the Abrahamic religions all picked a different day of the weekend to have their day off.
Yeah. Okay, I love you. That's awesome. When we have our word of the day, which is, of course, then time it comes up, you gotta hit it with
Ah, it's like in fucking Pee Wee Herman, where it was Scream.
Pee Wee Herman's racist playhouse.
Well, bicycle, guess who we're getting mad at today? The Basque.
The Basque, wow. So he really...
Fuck that, I'm spinning again. Dot heads.
Okay.
Heads, and then we'll go back and clean it up.
Okay, in post. Okay, I love you. Mm-hmm. It's fucked up that Jesus is in the, like, isn't he also in the Quran? Isn't he like a minor character?
I think they like Jesus too. A little bit, but not as much as Muhammad.
Mm-hmm. And why isn't Muhammad in the Bible then? Why can't we do a crossover?
Because it came
1400 years later.
Yeah.
The Quran was written in like the the 1800s.
Really?
Yeah.
Emily Dickinson wrote the Quran?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
A white woman.
Yeah.
Mormonism is funny like that. That's way too late for you to
Way too late.
Yeah. I mean, you should know.
And he's also like, and by the way, God hates black people. Mm-hmm. He just throws that in there.
There's a punishment.
A little contemporary.
Yeah.
A little contemporary Moors.
You know, to relate it to our times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shuts out. That's a great scam that guy's got going.
Mm-hmm. Looking in the magic hat.
Brigham Young or whatever his name is.
Joseph Smith.
Brigham Pussy Young.
Brigham Pussy Young. Brigham Pussy Young.
Brigham Young Pussy.
Brigham Young Pussy.
That's starting a new religion. And before you, because I know this is just how we talked.
Oh, the Mormons.
I understand he was a white man. But you talk like this.
The Mormons in 18 whatever the fuck.
We were the ones that done come down with speaking like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Why'd he pick Utah?
Because they kept getting kicked out of everywhere else.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they saw the lake, and it looked like it was a beautiful, fertile
area,
but it was made out of
like Adam's ass, his pregnancy ready.
Yeah, my ass is like
sopping wet at all times.
Yeah, it's like it's so tigris
inviting.
In the Euphrates.
It's so inviting.
They call it the Fertile Crescent. That's where agriculture
There's
began.
There's a bunch of Spanish guys with pointy hats looking for a fountain in his ass. Whatever those things are.
Yeah, yeah. What does make that sound?
I think it's a peacock.
No.
Some kind of jungle.
Can't be.
I thought it was a monkey.
That's happening in Adam's ass right now.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Swinging through his pubes like vines.
I would love to have an ecosystem in my ass.
Well, you sort of do.
Then it's
you have a lot of dead. You have a lot of babies in there. If you catch my drift.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Cum.
Well, that's not what makes a baby, dude. You need a lady.
Yeah.
Stop. That's where you're mistaken again. You need a lady.
You have half babies
Adam's ass. There's a bunch of babies being born, and there's a grand old wise owl that's guiding them through.
Mm-hmm.
Gestation.
Mm-hmm.
And he points through the window to Adam's dick and he's like, one day your dick's going to be that small when you're a baby.
The window from his ass to his dick.
Yeah. And the owl's like, if you look, you can see that.
And it's the owl, by the way, from the lollipop commercials.
Yeah. Yeah. How many licks?
Of course. And so he's a jungle owl.
Yeah.
And he's instructing the babies in Adam's ass.
Mm-hmm.
He's teaching them.
He's walking them through.
Manners, like Stanley Tucci and Mrs. Congeniality.
Right. And Mrs. Congeniality.
And yeah.
She got married.
Someone made an honest woman of her.
Yeah. Somebody got called dibs on that pussy.
Instead of being some slut FBI agent.
Yeah.
I would love.
Giving her pussy out to everyone.
I would love to have sex with Sandra Bullock. Let me throw that out there.
Mm-hmm.
And even
Sandra, if you still listen to Come Down,
which she did in the first 3 years,
2016, 2017, there was some buzz. We were hearing chatter. We're hearing a lot of chatter and buzz that Sandra Bullock not only listened to the show, but would masturbate to it and had sexual fantasies
about me specifically.
About a couple of guys on the show.
Well, yeah,
One of them that
one of the guys.
One of
the guys that weighed as much as the other two guys. And that's what you meant by a couple.
Who waited.
Waited
as much as the other.
Waited, and so he's the guy who's never waited tables, which is you. and the other two guys combined.
Adam never waited tables.
Then I've never been in service.
You never have either.
Yes, I have.
You were a pizza guy.
And a pizza guy at a half-service restaurant.
That does not count. That does not count.
You were back of house.
I took orders and I brought the food to the tables. That's a fucking waiter.
Did you get tipped?
Yes, and I also happened to, you know, make the pizza sometimes.
Okay, you were definitely not a waiter.
That's a waiter.
You were a full. You were just worked at a shitty pizza shop. That's all.
That's what a waiter is.
That's not what a waiter is.
That's
not what a waiter is. And the point is,
Johnny's Pizzeria.
He was a garçon,
which I was eventually fired from.
I think
you worked at Glenn's Penis, California.
Anyway, you sucked a guy named Glenn off. Would often fantasize
about fucking me,
about going on a romantic cruise with me on Lake Travis in our beautiful multi-million-dollar Austin home. Where she revenge fucks me to get back at Jesse James for canceling Monster Garage.
Oh, that's what she's mad about at him about?
I think that's what the story was. That's what in my memory, they got the divorce because they stopped doing new seasons of Monster Garage.
Have you maybe fused your memories with Sandra's?
Well,
is that maybe what you're mad at him about?
I think we're so spiritually connected. Maybe our memories have become fused, much like our genitals.
I don't care anymore. And I don't want to fuck her.
Fuck Ramona.
But you didn't either.
I did fuck her, and no. You don't. That's why you don't want to fuck her.
No,
you fucked her, and then she stopped listening to the show.
She stopped listening to the show because Stav wouldn't stop emailing her, and she's like,
I don't even have her email.
She's like, I'm sexually obsessed with your business partner. This is highly inappropriate.
You had her email.
For you to be emailing me.
I didn't.
And somehow these emails are getting chocolate over my other email.
Nick,
I don't know how that's happening.
That's impossible.
But I'm looking at Gmail and in the list of emails.
None of this. I don't even think you know Sandra Bullock.
There's chocolate on your email and then there's
how would I get chocolate on my email?
Is covered.
On the screen.
I could maybe get it on the keyboard.
There's fingerprints.
But how would that go through the email?
I open my other emails.
It's called malware.
Next to this one and there's chocolate on them.
You open your emails next to this one.
You got next to this one in the list. If I go, if I hit next email, there's still residual chocolate, which means
you. It on the screen? What do you mean there is chocolate
on the email itself? I might have to call up. I might have to call up my old customer service number that I worked at, and harass people that work for the company. There's chocolate on my email. Okay, I can keep those guys, that poor bastard, on the phone for an hour doing that.
That's what we call a little hazing. You know, you made it out, but that doesn't mean life has to be easy for them.
Hey, it's like the guy that comes back to the high school.
Mm-hmm. Kid, I'm just giving you a hard time. Let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to get fired from that company. And 10 years later, you're going to start a podcast. And that podcast is going to destroy your life in a different way.
A different way. You won't be worried about money, but
the money is,
things will become
the money's
much
on
emptier
the
somehow.
You'll always have health insurance and a place to live, but everything else sucks.
Some of the other harsh truths of your life will be revealed.
Yeah. Then you have to work on yourself, and you know I'm not doing that. So hence the phone call and putting you on the phone
that's
for an
why
hour.
I've been here.
There's chocolate on the phone. Is there? Do girls work there? put them on the phone.
I'll Venmo you $100. Put a girl on the phone.
Put a bitch on the phone.
Put a bitch, bring them young.
Yeah.
Bring that pussy young to me.
First of all, I ain't gay. I ain't getting no tech support from another. I'm on a bitch on the phone now. Just prank calling places with my own beat. Let me tell you something. I don't want no tech support from no. So you better get.
Put a bitch on the phone.
Put a bitch on the phone now.
I got my own whole music. Okay,
I love you. Fuck. Goddamn. Nuts itching, is that a health problem, would you say?
No, it feels good, dude.
If they itch too much?
No, that's a simple pleasure that the world gives you so that you can
feels real good to real.
I don't think it feels pleasurable.
Scratch your nuts up.
Dude, I didn't stop, like, I had my hands, like, perpetually in my pants until I was, like, 24.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started wearing, like, real pants, not basketball shorts, probably when I was, like, 24, 25.
Mm.
And then recently I've been getting back into just walking around with my hand in my pants again.
That's awesome, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, just, like, ungluing my dick from my balls.
Yeah, feels nice. The unglue does feel, the peeling off. Peeling your dick off your thigh.
And then, yeah.
Your nuts off your lower butt cheeks.
Yeah, pulling your nuts off or, or scratching yourself. That's big for me.
Grabbing your nuts.
Grabbing.
Kind of scratching them deep with the nails.
Just grabbing your nuts and pulling your dick off your balls. You know, moving
kind of
your
stretching
dick
your nut skin out,
stretching
and
it out,
an extra deep stretching one, scratching one spot. Really pinpointing exactly where it itches and going to town.
Yeah, flopping your dick over the other side.
Flopping your dick up, you know, for the waistband sometimes.
Yeah, pulling the waistband, scratch the bottom part.
Bottom of your dick.
That's
needs
a nice
love
one.
Too.
Bottom of your dick.
I've actually been getting into, I've worked on my hip mobility, scratching my balls with my foot.
Mm. Oh, that's awesome.
Kicking on
Asian style.
Kicking on them like a dog.
At the very bottom.
Yeah.
Because the forbidden scratch, the dangerous scratch.
Like a dog.
Yeah.
I get my leg going, I scratch my nuts.
You get a nice little scratch.
And people are like, excuse me. I'm like, I got a mask on. What fucking more do you want?
Yeah,
there's new rules now?
Oh, I can't pop my balls out the bottom of my shorts and scratch them with my heel now.
You know what I want to see on the train? I want to go on the train and I want to see a homeless guy with his pants completely around his ankles masturbating in a woman's face, but he's got a mask on.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That would make me feel like a New Yorker.
That'll show them.
I don't know. It wouldn't show anybody. But that's the kind of... That's New York.
Uh-huh. You know? Absolutely, brother.
Where... The thing about New Yorkers is when it really comes down to it, we'll take care of each other.
That's so fucking true.
And we learned that on 9/11.
We're not nice, but we're polite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My first time back on the train a couple months ago.
Yeah, the other thing I say is the West Coast, everybody, or California, everybody's straight, but they're gay. And
right.
In New York, they're gay, but they're straight.
But they're actually
right.
Straight.
They do it in an honorable way.
Mm.
Yeah.
Everybody in New York is straight. Or in California, everybody's gay. Mm. But they're gay. In New York, everybody's straight, but they're a faggot.
In California, everyone's gay, but they're gay.
I'm trying to remember the expression that people
use. That's what it is.
I think
it's something like that. Everybody in California is a fucking piece of shit, mm-hmm. but everyone in New York's Italian.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Speaking of, I went to DeFani's again this week.
How was it, Chief?
Cumtown shout out.
What'd you get?
I get the same thing every time.
Godfather?
No, the one with the eggplant and all the different...
That's a good one.
The one with the eggplant and the meat.
How far is DeFani's?
It's probably 20
minutes. Depends what time of day.
From Astoria, it's probably
an hour,
right?
Oh, it depends what time of day.
Yes, it does.
Oh, you
don't
think...
Where is it? In Red Hook?
Red Hook, yeah.
Fuck, dude. That's
from Astoria, it's a little bit of a hike.
Fuck my ass.
Yeah.
How about Blastoria?
Okay. Uh-huh. Blastoise?
Blastoria, and it's made out of cum.
I don't want to live somewhere that's made out of cum, dude. Okay,
I love you. I think Jackie's spoken.
Mm-hmm.
How about Smacky Chan? And he's like, oh, I can't do karate, I don't too much heroin.
Oh, that kind of smack.
I'm gonna do karate this week. Don't worry.
Oh, funny Jackie.
Oh, okay, I'll do karate this week.
I could start anytime I want.
Yeah, just let me lay down here on my mattress, my bare mattress. When I got my little lamp. I feel good. Where's my 1998 Best Buy special boombox? That I just listen to mindless self-indulgence on.
I'm going to watch DVDs of Malcolm in the Middle. I'm going to watch season 3 DVD.
When I was living in that SRO, there was a guy that moved in who was like some kind of handicap, but just one of those guys that's like, you know, like if like cancer was like a baseball team and they had a mascot.
Yeah.
You know,
it'd be this
like
guy.
A guy just like with like 9 IV bags and giant arms that are all swollen.
Mm-hmm.
And he would just, like, the mattress on the floor would just drink, you know, like, Steel Reserve tall boys and smoke in his room and watch MASH.
Jesus Christ.
And I would just hear in his room that, like, and then, you know, like, gee, is this your penis? I thought it was my penis, you know, and then him just, like, just fucking dying laughing.
Just waiting it out, waiting out the clock.
Simple pleasures. Is that song called Suicide is Painless?
Yeah, yeah, that was such a funny place to live.
Yeah,
there was
an
another guy
building
I really didn't
that the Chinese
get to know
have
very well at
people.
All. There was like a Hispanic or Middle Eastern guy who was younger. He's probably my age. He's probably like mid-20s at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Who would always like put on like a suit and go to work.
Are you serious? In that fucking building?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, saving money.
I remember there was like a month where I bought internet off of him because he somehow had like a T-Mobile hotspot or something. And like I had to go in his room and the walls in his room were made out of that material that's like not pegboard but like slot board. Like where you can hook like retail.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Displays
yes,
up
yes.
there. So he like lived in a T-Mobile store. Basically.
What was on the other side of his room? Other people's rooms or?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, is that long
hallway?
Did you ever go over there?
I did.
Yeah, it was that long hallway, and then.
Yeah, you didn't have your own bathroom.
Yeah,
or kitchen. Yeah.
There was the communal kitchen just had what like a microwave in
there
it.
There was a stove that had like one burner.
No refrigeration though.
And
right?
then the gas was like. Basically tapped into illegally into like some other building because I heard Con Edison come by there one time and there was a guy at the end of the hallway. He's like, there's fucking people living in here. Yeah. I was like, look at this fucking shit.
Yeah, so, yeah, it was a wild
place.
Yeah,
it was
remember
a when truly
that,
terrible
remember
place.
That place on 2nd Avenue blew up?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
in the East Village.
Yeah, so Con Ed was doing like a, I guess they were like, you know, okay, we got to make sure no more buildings blow up.
Yeah.
And it was shortly after that they like sent guys around, and then that's when those like inspectors showed up. But I think that was also when the building was sold, so that could have had something to do with that.
I remember visiting my various friends in New York and being like, getting ready to move.
Yeah.
And the one that gave me serious pause was your living situation.
Yeah,
where I was like, what the fuck is this motherfucker doing?
Yeah, it was truly terrifying. A terrifying place.
But at the same time, I was like, yeah, I'm not surprised Nick's living there.
Yeah.
Low overhead.
Hold on. I'm living in Manhattan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're like fucking a Sex in the City.
Yeah. You're fucking Carrie. You're typing up your little articles.
Yeah, we're smoking a cig.
Smoking a cigarette.
And that's when I
having
realized.
Having sex with a man named Mr. Big.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A regular Carrie. Listen, when we were walking around Manhattan, it was nice. And then we got back to your room, and I was like, God damn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, if I had to spend one night here, I would maybe kill myself, let alone...
Yeah, but, I mean, you're like, I was there so rarely. I'd wake up, get my work done, and then I was just out of a man about town for the rest of the day.
Yeah, that's true.
Seeing that, I'd just ride
man
the train.
Man about town.
Go to a park, read. That was actually, honestly, probably the best year of my life.
Did you have ringworm the whole time?
I had ringworm the whole time.
Yeah. And bed bugs.
Yeah, a vicious ringworm that I could not afford to treat until, to his credit, Andrew Short. Remember that guy?
Andrew Short.
Who's that?
Or maybe Andrew Smart. No, it was Short. I always said he was a short guy, and I'm pretty sure his name was Andrew Short, but then I'm like, that can't be right.
Right.
So I'm like, is it Andrew Smart? But then that's like an Elizabeth Short Andrew. He was a good comic.
From where?
Funny. He's from here.
Here?
Yeah, he was a guy here who did comedy here for a while. And I mean, he was always funny. And then.
Maybe we didn't overlap.
He was writing on something, I forget, but I haven't seen him in forever. He said the funniest thing one time. He said Mother's Day is just Valentine's Day for Italians.
Mm-hmm. That is a good one.
It's very good, yeah.
Salute to Andrew Smart or Short.
Whatever his fucking
whoever name. He may be.
But I was like scratching my arm, and he's like, oh, you got ringworm? I'm like, yeah, and I can't, you know, Lotrimin's like fucking $17 a tube. And he's like, just use Vicks Vapor Rub.
And it worked?
Like, really? And he's like, yeah, it's the same shit.
What?
And I just put Vicks Vapor Rub all over mine because it's like, yeah, it's just petroleum jelly and then like fucking menthol or something.
That'll cure a ringworm?
Well, yeah, it like suffocates it. So I just went around all lubed up for a week.
You're looking shiny as a bitch. Yeah.
People are like, it smells like a cigarette factory.
You were living in that when we had the famous... Did we go to the book? Was Adam at the bookstore? Was he not at the bookstore?
We're going
to
relitigate.
I mean,
I'm just giving people some historical.
Yes, that was contemporary.
I know.
And it's funny because stuff like that happens.
Yes.
And like throughout your life, people are like, who would just make up like 6 million people dying? You
know? Right.
Who would
yeah.
you make that up?
Yeah.
And you're like, of course, like denialism.
Same
is absurd.
Thing. Same thing. Yeah.
And then to what degree he's so adamant that he was at the bookstore when we know he was not. We know that.
We don't have to.
You know what I like is I'm at a place in my life where I've completely surrendered to knowing or not knowing anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to me, it's Schrodinger's Adam.
Yeah, I don't care.
Where
either.
He was or he wasn't. He was
I don't
both.
Care. I don't care the most, honestly.
No, you care.
Yeah, I care the least.
If I were you, I would care the most.
I wasn't bringing it up. I wouldn't have brought it up.
I'm giving people some historical color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Letting
them
know.
That was good for them.
I was living.
I'm giving some people some historical color.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And that's the noon. That's the podcast. That this is launching today.
Uh-oh. Her story,
her historical color.
Yeah.
Starring.
Star Jones.
We got Star Jones.
Yeah. Star Jones and Lasagna Davis.
Lasagna Davis. That's Jim Davis's wife. Yeah. Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
That's why
he's
Garfield
into black
loves
girls.
Lasagna.
Yeah.
Jim. Jim, what you doing in there? You drawing that cat again, Jim? Okay, I'm going to the store. What you going to be in here drawing that cat? All right, I'll see you later,
Why don't you
Jim?
Stop drawing the cat? Let me give you some pussy, Jim.
Why don't you come? Uh-huh. You going to be in for dinner?
Yeah.
Of course I'm making lasagna.
Arbuckle's.
What you mean am I making lasagna?
Her name is Lasagna. She
finna-
makes lasagna every day.
How you finna ask me if I'm making lasagna? Of course I'm making lasagna.
Uh-huh. Okay, honey.
Yeah. No, I'll see you later. Oh, Jim just got home. I think he's going to be... Yeah, he's drawing that cat again. He's in there drawing that kitty cat. You know,
that would be such an awesome relationship.
My mama said he was a simple man. I didn't really believe her, but it's going on 25 years now. And he's out in the garage just drawing that cat. I think he might be retarded. I think he might be mentally retarded. But it's okay. He's got $6 billion.
My man got a job.
From the calendars. It's the calendars that made him all the money.
Oh, fuck, man.
Okay, I love you.
Damn, I fucking
stink. Damn, I would love lasagna.
I smell terrible.
Why?
I don't know. Sometimes I rarely get BO, but sometimes I do.
What do you think it's a symptom of?
Actually, you know what? I think I let a woman wear this shirt, and then
she smells like
she smells bad.
A stank ass bitch.
Yeah. Smells like rotten ass pussy over here.
A lady of the stink.
And her pussy smelled so bad it got to the armpit part of the shirt.
Oh yeah. Well, armpits are the pussies of the shoulders. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely correct.
I might have put this shirt down on the couch before I let a woman sit down in here.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah. Then, you don't want to get her wet pussy all over.
Well,
her.
Then I put on videos of gay porn, and then women soak the shirt, and then I go, okay, leave, and then I jam it in my face while I jack off to the gay
to
porn.
To try and
blue reprogram yourself. Yeah.
Your eyes make your dick hard, and you're trying to override it with your nose to turn you straight.
It's working.
Every day you're 0.2% straighter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's conversion therapy.
Mm-hmm. Jim, get in here and give me some pussy.
Jim, let me get some boy pussy.
Oh, you drawing a dog now too.
Oh, he got a dog, little friend.
And now there's a man in there, and he owns a kitty.
Who the fuck, Nermal?
Nermal's her sister.
But what? I thought the cat's name was Garfield. Oh, it's a dip. There's two cats now. You know, Jim's really coming along. He's got a whole little universe.
Damn. Nermal's gay ass.
Mm-hmm.
How dare Nermal not be a girl?
How dare her?
Mm.
It's a boy.
Yeah, well, you know,
it's pissing me off.
Turned me kind of gay. I wanted to fuck Nermal as a little kid.
I wanted to fuck Tweety Bird.
Ahead of the curve.
In terms of on by NB?
No, that's the trans. Word we were looking for.
Ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did we say?
Prescient.
No, ahead of her time,
but that's too,
it's basically kind of the same.
We said we were looking for one word.
It's ahead of the curve.
No, there's one word for sure. Fuck.
What pre-temporal?
No. That maybe it is, maybe there isn't one word.
Well, ahead of the curve scratches that itch in the same. Feels like I got my heel cocked up and I'm kicking at my own
kicking
balls.
Your little
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I got my fat little thumb scratching at the bottom of my nut mole. I got a mole like Cindy Crawford on my balls.
Yeah. I got a mole in my shaft.
That's disgusting.
That's gross. What do you balls mean? Is
it's
cute.
Like a, it's not a mole, it's a birthmark.
Balls
fucking
is cute.
Disgusting.
Birthmark?
What do you mean?
So your cock was squeezed so much by your mother's pussy
just,
that.
Hold on. Just don't say cute. It. Just stop. This is fucking disgusting, dude.
Shut the fuck up.
I have a big mole on my penis.
It's not big.
Come on, dude. This is a respectable show.
Show. Okay. This is a respectable show.
I'm trying to watch my shoals. And my wife, Lasagna, keeps coming. I'm trying to draw my kitty cat, my wife Lasagna, who's black, by the way.
Who's black?
Yeah. She's black, by the way. I purchased her. I mean, well, she, you know, I took her out on a date.
I bought her stuff
because in the black community, people cost money. That's an expression that I came up with, actually. That's a Jim Davis original. You can put that in your cap like a feather.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little Indian, like a Native American feather.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's nothing to be embarrassed about, Nick. And you,
100
you
synonyms.
For
100 synonyms for and antonyms for ahead of the curve.
Let's hear.
Lead, above the average, ultra modern.
No.
Highly developed, cutting edge.
Cutting edge is close, but that's not really what I'm looking for.
No, none of these are good. Trend setting.
No, that's wrong, too.
No.
It's like pre-temporal.
Groundbreaking.
Pre-temporal is not the answer. All of these.
Innovative, avant, you know,
but see,
pioneering.
Pioneering
is close,
closer.
But the problem is all of these, like, you know, are like, that just means like the first in a series rather than something that's like sort of out of its time but predating.
Yep. Yes.
You know what I mean?
There is
like
gotta,
something,
feel
something
like
that's
there's...
not appreciated at the time because it's...
Stay futuristic,
mm-hmm.
advanced, contemporary. None of these are good.
You know, like going on Twitter and calling... This is the most recent example, calling Noah Berlatsky a pedophile.
Right.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which some people were doing, which
right.
at the time...
That's prescient.
Seemed a little... That is prescient, but it's also a matter of style. Because it's also a cool guy to be,
and then it turns out he is in fact a,
you know, what was the deal? He worked for like a pedophile organization.
Yeah, he was their comms guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, pressure doesn't is not it.
This is great. Some bitch named Cheryl Paper. Like I don't, there's some other guy named Nick Mullen who I think is a Australian guy or a British guy or something, because for years I've been getting his emails.
Yeah,
but they're all like, that's a different lady. That's some French lady. This is some guy that owns property.
Mm-hmm.
And I get like emails.
You should get the deed. You should steal his house.
Well, so I don't know, but this property manager named Cheryl is asking me like, oh, we need all these pet agreements for this. And I was like, Cheryl, what are you doing this weekend?
Cheryl Paper.
She's I'm like, about to fold you up in the origami and eat your pussy,
like,
bitch.
I just checked my emails this morning. I think you sent this to the wrong Cheryl. Thanks.
Well, you're responding to her.
And I was like, well, I'm saying, I'm going to say, wow, geez, I hope not.
You're about to get this Australian motherfucker fucking... Yeah. Brought up on pussy, trying to get pussy charges.
Yeah, they don't have free speech
they
in
don't,
Australia.
Dude.
You can't talk.
Oh,
to
and
a
you
bitch.
Should be like. And by the way, the lockdown is immoral.
Yeah.
Now that'll really get him in trouble in Australia.
Yeah,
I don't think we should have a lockery, dude.
Oh,
I don't
have not a... wink, smile.
probably some old fat bitch that's really confused. Yeah. This guy she's probably never met in person.
She's calling the government. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Whatever. Get your email right.
Yeah, bitch.
You're the one that emailed the wrong Nick.
You should ask for pictures of her pussy next.
Nah, I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it cool.
All right. Maybe just a picture of her smiling.
What if Cheryl is extremely hot?
And you get to fuck her at the end of this?
Yeah.
That would be a big win.
No, she's not allowed to leave Australia.
Well, I thought you were emailing the wrong Cheryl because my pussy is sealed by magic.
Oh, fuck.
But you've unlocked it.
Only somebody that has the power to say the special word.
What a beautiful world that would be, man. If the only way you could fuck a hot girl is by saying the N-word.
It's called Rella.
Or blank punzel.
Yeah. Well, Rella works better.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah, it does. And actually, it's called Rella Man, starring Russell Crowe. Right.
Yeah.
What was Cinderella Man about? Not about Cinderella at all, right?
Yeah, it's about some, like, you know, just middle-aged guy that decides to be a boxer and then he's actually good at it.
Oh. Uh-huh. That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those movies that's like...
Like Ford versus Ferrari meant to make dads feel good?
Yeah, kind of. Make a guy that's middle-aged. Like, they should make a movie about... I guess American Sniper was kind of like that.
What do you mean?
Like, you're too old to be a Navy SEAL. Like,
you're too good at shooting.
People get to the middle age. It's a midlife crisis, I guess, where they're like, I could, you know, you would see, especially somebody that started young, all these guys that would show up to do comedy.
Absolutely.
When we were 19, they're like, I'm 33, and it was always my dream to do comedy.
Right, right, right.
And it's like, okay, well, I'm a savant.
Yeah.
I don't have a choice.
Yes.
People don't like me.
That's right. And I'm a fat, likable child.
Yeah.
That doesn't want to work.
Yeah. Oh, you had something you wanted to do, and meanwhile you had a life and a family, and you're telling me how lucky I am? That I'm going to cruise through my 20s as a fucking alcoholic, pursuing something that is ultimately worthless. And the second it becomes profitable, it'll immediately be destroyed by mainstream, you know, participation.
Yeah, getting life advice from those guys was always the most brutal.
But the thing is like, they're not wrong. I mean, all those guys outside of comedy had normal lives that were fine.
Right.
And not that you have to, like, sacrifice things.
I think some of those guys had pretty bad lives, too.
Sacrifice things for art or whatever, but at least in terms of the lifestyle of being a fucking comedian, it's like, yeah, you know, if you really want to do comedy, unless you have the money to move to New York or something, like, right away, you got to move to another shitty city and figure out how to be a road comic, and then that's also a dead end in its own right. But
absolutely.
You can get good, and then...
That's why, like, when I was in Portland, there's just, like, motherfuckers that just have regular-ass lives and just, like, do stand-up.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And they want to be good at it, obviously, but they don't, it's not like they're ever going to move.
They're kind of happy with where they're at.
Yeah, in Portland, too. It's like, Portland's one of the cities that had, like, a little hot streak that, like, you know, the Ron Funches, Ian Carmel era.
Right.
And then it's like, will that happen again? And it's not dependent on how good the comedians are in Portland. It has everything to do with, like, do the Comedy Central reps like hanging out in Portland? You know, is Portland going to be cool again?
Yeah.
That same shit happened in Austin.
Totally.
You know? It's like, I was like, you know, it's funny because I remember when I was in Austin, all the comedians would be like, you know, Austin's really becoming a hub. Austin could be a hub. They would say that. They would use that word all the time. Like, you might not need to move to New York or Los Angeles. It's just people like outwardly, you know, playing out their delusion that, like, oh, you know, I actually don't ever need to actually be competitive.
Yeah, I don't have to take a risk.
I don't have to take a risk, and I also don't have to, like, measure myself against the people that are better.
That are actually the best at this.
Yeah. Do this professionally.
I've reached the pinnacle.
And then, like, in a roundabout way, that fantasy came true through all this political culture war bullshit and Joe Rogan being like, Austin's actually the fucking OK Corral or whatever happened in his
mind.
It's
the new LA.
Well, no, it was, that I don't want to pay taxes.
Yeah. But there are still taxes in Taxes.
Not compared to fucking LA.
Not state taxes.
The property taxes are pretty high.
There's no way it's anything compared to LA, plus no state income tax.
Well, either way, I mean.
It's Austin. Happening in Nashville, too, apparently.
Should we move somewhere with no state? Should we go to Orlando, Florida?
We should move to Vegas, dude. I miss it.
I'm never going to leave New York City. And if I do, I'm going to fucking China. I've already said that.
That is the funniest part of Corona, is that you were going to go to China for like 5 weeks.
Yeah.
They robbed us of that.
Yeah. Dude. We were going to go to Australia and Nick was
going
to go find himself.
That would have been sick.
Go find myself. I was going to go to China on
a good time in China.
Well, maybe you would have found yourself along the way.
It's not a spiritual journey. China's cool. It's the best country in the world. It's the fucking future. Uh-huh. Everyone should want to go to China.
I am interested. But I want to go to Beijing. I want to go to a big ass city.
Yeah, I was going to do that. I want to start in Beijing and then work my way to Japan, Korea,
other parts of China. China. The other cities in China.
Yeah.
Beijing, Japan, Korea,
San
Thailand.
San Francisco.
Yep.
I remember it was funny. I have a cousin that I don't know. It's like, there was like a family dinner one time, and she was a full-grown adult. I mean, she was like in her like early 20s. Maybe she was like 20, 21.
Awesome.
And it was I wasn't there. I just heard about it, but they were all at dinner.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Chinese restaurant, and I don't know how it came up, but she was like, Japan, that's like in China?
Oh, hell
Japan
yeah.
Japan is in China. It's a part of it. And I was like, what the fuck? And now she and she's married to a Korean person.
Wow.
Has Korean children.
That's awesome.
You know, so
she
came full circle.
Yep.
So true.
So now she's Chinese.
It's Korea, which is actually part of
yeah, I'm trying to go to fucking Seoul.
Yeah. Oh, well, you can figure out whatever my point is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you guys can figure it out.
Cuz I definitely
It means something. And it's not just funny to think about.
In a Stephanie Weir sort of way.
Yep.
Sort of Predestined. That's
what we're looking for. Where's Predilatanzio?
Predilatanzio.
It's one of those words, there's no English translation.
Yeah.
Like sprezzatura,
mm-hmm.
Which is a great word.
Is that a Greek word?
No, it's actually Italian. I'm really jealous.
It sounds good.
It's basically swag.
Yeah.
Oh, sprezzatura.
That's nice, dude.
Which you have no sprezzatura.
Yeah. How do you know?
And I'm all sprezzatura.
That's not true.
It's completely true.
I've spoken to Italians before.
And they probably fucking despise
they
you.
They said I'm like a black Italian. That's what they've told me.
There's one guy
who's like, you're like the black version of us.
No.
Yeah.
Adam contributes nothing to the show other than to say that something cool about himself.
I'm just going to not say anything ever again.
No,
I just can't even open my
mouth. Just believe in yourself.
I can't do it anymore.
Yes, you can.
No, it's not true. Now Nick's got his little fucking minions.
What minions? I'm like,
I say anything.
I don't have minions.
I say anything.
He has no one in his life.
I can't do it. I'm not.
I don't even know where the cat went.
Where is the cat?
I have no idea.
That's right. Where the fuck is it?
I don't know.
I'm not going to say anything ever again, dude.
Dude, chill out.
Because Nick just says, shut
You're
up.
You're bumming me out.
I try
now.
To bring donuts. You tell me to shut
First
up.
First of all, no one. I thanked you vociferously for the donuts.
Yes.
How I just said they weren't a replacement for lunch. That's all.
That's true.
Which, was I wrong? And by the way,
and I didn't sugarcoat it. I said, fuck you.
They were great donuts.
I'm
sick of this.
I did you a favor, and I expressed the honest sentiment in the room. Because I didn't want my good friend Adam thinking, are people mad at me?
No.
You're goddamn right they are.
They were very good donuts. I kind of want them again.
Well, you're never getting them again.
I can fucking get them myself.
I'm never doing another good deed.
There wasn't a good deed.
Yeah, stop with that. You're a little too far on
I'm
trying
never
to give
doing
yourself
another,
credit for
I'm you, never,
it was an apology.
What a Herculean feat.
It was
you
an
did.
Apology.
I just have a heart of
and
gold.
And you apologized for the wrong
I'm
thing.
I'm just crucified for my heart of gold, much like our Lord and Savior.
Well, don't you even try and take
yes,
him.
That's
after
true.
What you guys
I am.
Did.
Actually, you were brucified.
Yeah, Bruce,
Lord, guy named Bruce
Jenner, Lynch. And oh, he turned him. Into a woman.
Mm. Oh, nice.
And after they chopped his cock off, they made you eat it.
Yeah.
Like for lunch.
Did he do that?
Of course, I think so.
She,
remember when they put him on
I
the
think
cover?
She got her cock
they put
off.
Her on the cover of Vanity Fair because they didn't have like they didn't there was they were just starting to they just struck oil as far as trans people go. The media.
Right, right.
They got a couple of drops and they were like, put this on the front, and then it turned out to be the worst crop of the season.
Yeah, it was
Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, you mean the worst trans person?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because she killed somebody.
Killed somebody, and then it's also just a fucking rich asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good at the triathlon or whatever the fuck in the 70s, or the decathlon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. American hero. Twice over, I think. Chopping one's cock off is the second feat.
I
don't know if she chopped her cock off.
We don't know. I put a mice and men on to fall asleep to the other night. And I was laughing, imagining like a family in the son with Down syndrome. That's his favorite movie. Because it just came on TV. And the dad always has to like rush in and turn it off for the last 5 minutes. He's like, oh boy. He like edits in his own credits.
Yeah.
He just cuts it. It's the scene where the girl's like, why don't you come out into the barn with me? And then,
I'll give you some pussy.
Just the letters, the fucking names going up.
And we love you so much. Mm-hmm.
You think she would have given... Do you think maybe there's a chance she wanted some retarded cock?
Of course.
That's in the book. I mean...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She fucks him?
Yeah, that's why George has to kill him, because he fucks her to death.
I thought he just choked her.
No, in the book, he's like... All that puppy shit they added for, like, the movie. But in the book, he's like a retarded guy that just, like... She's just fucking constantly.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, like a James Bond.
They keep going
you guys are trolling.
No, they go from like, they go to farm to farm, and he's fucking people.
He can't stop getting pussy.
They're selling retard cock. Yeah. That was their good grift.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
George held the keys to the retard cock.
The next James Bond should be a retarded guy with a big dick.
It's a black lady. And
yeah.
No, it's not.
Diamonds Be Forever is the new...
I don't think they've announced it.
No, they haven't.
No, they have. Mm. They already did.
I think, no, that was a fake thing that people were getting outraged at like 3 years ago. Yeah.
No, in the last week, there was another headline about like the story. They already have the woman picked out. Like, there's an actress.
I don't believe that's the case.
They're deciding on the next Bond right now.
I believe you're mistaken.
Albert Broccoli's son or whoever runs it.
For James Bond.
James Bond, black lady.
Listen, if she gets pussy, she can be a black woman. I just need to see breasts. Actually, do they even show breasts?
They have been floating the idea of a games Bond, apparently. Oh. They're like, they should make him gay. Which is like, that's...
I gotta walk.
Come on. Come on, bro.
Can't we have anything anymore?
They gotta take everything from us.
Take everything.
They have to take literally everything.
I just want
to
watch a guy get pussy and shoot people.
Yeah.
And I'll watch a guy get cock and asshole and shoot people, but name it something else.
Yeah, the night Bond is tracked down by a woman named Nomi, who has succeeded him as the new 007. So this is the movie that's out now. There's already a black lady James Bond.
Yeah, but I think they're deciding
on a new Bond for the new movies. I'm wrong.
Yeah, you are wrong.
You are.
No, yeah, you are wrong. You're wrong.
Fuck you. You're wrong.
Fuck you.
My dick, dude.
You're both fucking
fuck
wrong.
Fuck you.
You'll never prove it to me.
I'm taking my agency back. Fuck you.
Look at her name, Lashana Lynch.
That's a cool name.
That's a cool name.
I don't even need to. I know exactly what this lady looks like. Jim Davis's wife.
Lasagna Lynch.
British actress. She's best known for playing fucking something and. Lynch made headlines for her role as Nomi, the inheritor of the designation 007 from the retired James Bond.
Okay.
In the 2021 film No Time to Die, I will not be gaslit.
It's not
by
certain that she's
an ethnic liar and a man overdosing on chocolate.
I didn't know Adam was overdosing on chocolate.
I didn't know that Greek people are constantly lying about everything.
Have we mentioned Stav going on Girthright to the M&M store?
Potentially.
I feel like that's come up, but it popped into my head.
Yeah, Stav hooked up with some chicks on Girthright.
I'm going on a Girthright trip to the Entenmann's factory outlet.
First of all, there's one in a story.
Uh-huh. Oh man, I gotta make a trip.
Actually, I don't know if it's still there, but there was a brick and mortar Entenmann's in Astoria. Where the fuck was it? It was like
on Boulevard.
No, I think it was on Broadway, but like Broadway, like 44. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was 34th Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Mike and I hit.
You know where Adam lives?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Broadway.
Frogway.
Broadway.
Broadway. Yeah.
And nice. He puts on plays. He puts on musicals and plays there.
I told you that in confidence.
Like Rats.
Right.
Or, what is it? Is No Country for Old Men a musical?
Yeah.
No. Oh.
The Phantom of Sucking Another Man's Penis.
Yeah, Rent, but it's just about...
Bent.
People
it's about...
well, you could just do a Jewish
he's
version
got a
of
bent,
Rent.
He's got a bent asshole.
Okay.
Whoa, his asshole's yeah. bent.
He's got a bent asshole.
Yeah.
So he shits on this into his own pocket.
Mm. Interesting.
So he's shitting fully yeah. clothed. He's just
yep.
Les Miserables comedian. Les Miserables comedian.
Joseph and the Amazing Suckle Color Nightmare.
Suckle Color okay. Penis.
Yeah.
So we're doing gay or not
Joseph
Jewish?
Joseph and the Amazing Suckle Color Dream Penis.
Okay. That's really good. What are some other fucking Broadway plays? Dear Evan's Penis.
Yeah. What's that?
The one that just came out with that old motherfucker that plays a young guy.
I never heard of it.
Dear Evan Hansen.
I don't know.
Shut the fuck up. You've heard of it.
I don't keep up with the Broadway trades.
You're out of your fucking mind. It's a everyone was making fun of this guy because he's 48 years old.
Whatever he's saying, it was happening.
You don't know about it either.
I know about everything.
You don't know about it.
I, you know
you just
me.
Sit in your dark apartment.
And I fucking watch TMZ. Entertainment Hollywood.
He keeps up with the trades.
Access yeah. Hollywood, Entertainment Tonight.
Yep. You know how it, like some guys have like four different TVs for different sports games?
Yeah, he's got all the gossip shows.
He's got fucking Mario Lopez. He's got fucking TMZ.
Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan
yeah.
Seacrest.
Remember during the peak of COVID when Mark Wahlberg got in trouble for hanging out with Mario Lopez without a mask on?
Yeah. I don't.
It's so funny that that's like that's finally what got Mark Wahlberg in trouble.
Yeah,
was hanging out with Mario Lopez.
Well, because you know Mario Lopez was having unmasked gay sex throughout the entire.
No,
pandemic.
He was
having.
You know, he was gimped up.
You think
if
so?
He had any. He had a gas mask on. That's
yeah.
Hooked up, going into his own ass. He's
but
just,
I feel like Wahlberg wouldn't.
He's
fuck
recirculating.
With that.
Didn't somebody see Mario Lopez having gay sex in a bathroom?
Did they?
I think I heard that.
Wow.
I think that's the rumor around town.
And I'm going to just listen to what he says about the celebrities' news now, knowing that they've tainted that in my mind.
That's what all celebrity gossip is, aside from like the professional celebrity gossip, is like, that guy's actually gay.
Yeah. Actually, he's gay.
That's true.
Yeah.
Damn, you think we can fuck Britney Spears now that she's free?
I hope so. No, she got engaged, apparently.
Fuck.
Yeah.
To who?
I don't know. I got a New York Times update about it, though, on my phone. That's what the fucking paper record is covering these days.
Shit. Hold on. Go off, Adam.
They don't want to fucking cover these damn, this scamdemic. They don't want to tell us the truth, so now they have to tell us some fucking mentally ill lady got
some
engaged.
Some bitch got
some
engaged.
Some dumb bitch.
Okay, I love poo.
Oh, shit.
I love eating shit Chinese style.
They don't seem to be a big shit. Appreciating culture in the way
Germans or
you
know, Japanese or
yeah exactly
oh you mean like scat porn type of stuff
yeah
what are there any like specific Chinese
funny,
sexual
it is funny
hang-ups?
That is
I think
the,
that they
is
procreate
the,
asexually
that is the end of the road for fascism.
What do you mean?
That's a good point.
It's shit eating. Well, they
although Italians don't
I used
eat
to do
shit.
A bit about
Italians
that.
Eat shit for sure.
You don't think no. I don't think they do.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
They're
yeah.
not. They're too passionate and loose.
Yeah, I just don't want you to.
A shit eating thing is like the mark of a super advanced society that's tried everything else.
Mark of the Wahlberg.
Italians are. Italians are still sort of.
I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna get a tattoo. It's like six. What would be 666? Like 666, but
what the fuck? Just was that the cat?
I don't think so.
I think it's someone in your hall. I used to do a bit about that. About how. That the Nazis tried fascism and all they had left was to be guys that are into shiza parties.
You want to do the bit?
No, I'm just saying that, you know.
Well, go ahead, do the bit.
I'm just saying that that was, you know, in the rotation.
Fall over or something? What the fuck was that noise?
I thought it was the cat.
I thought it was something in your hall.
Yeah, it sounds like something in the hallway, like a ghost, maybe.
Do we have a gun?
No.
Are you allowed to have guns in New York?
No.
Absolutely not. That's why.
Apparently, there's like actually some sort of like 18-month like paperwork process where you can actually technically get one.
Yeah, but I mean, it's even to get like you have to first of all like the most annoying part of the process, you have to basically write like a love letter to the police department. Mm.
Oh, explaining, fuck that.
Yeah, you have to tell the police why you need a gun, which I mean, who gives a shit about it?
The police can suck my dick. I'll have a gun if I want.
Yeah, that's the thing is, like, people are like, and I used to be this way. It's like, well, the Constitution is important, you know.
Yeah.
But they can do whatever they want. They can make any fucking law. If you can do that with guns.
The Constitution is actually gay.
If you can do that with guns, if you can say you have a Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms, mm-hmm. right? And then the municipal government can also say, like, oh, and not unless we give you permission to do it, which is mm-hmm. what they're saying.
Right.
Then it's not a right. You know, if you're not, like, a convicted felon, you shouldn't need to justify it. Like, rights shouldn't be justified.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it's like, what's stopping them? Like, oh, yeah, you have freedom of speech. But before you say anything critical about, you know, I don't know, like, whatever, pick anything. I don't
yeah.
care. Like, I guess the most recent thing would be vaccine mandates. You had to write an essay to the New York City Police Department explaining why you would want to criticize the vaccine mm-hmm. mandates. And then you have to pay $700. And then in 6 months, they'll send you a letter determining whether or not they've decided you're allowed to say it and in what circumstances.
Yeah, the letter is certainly the fucking absolutely most little dicked portion.
Yeah, so it's like, it's kind of.
I love writing love letters as it is.
It's
so.
Kind of dumb to think you have any kind of rights. And what you need to do is just do what you want mm-hmm. and then be quiet about it and just be a criminal.
Yep. You know or go I mean? To China where they don't even pretend you have rights.
They don't even pretend. That's the other thing, too. That's sort of the
that's
appeal.
That's freeing.
And that's the thing. It's like, you know, a lot of people are like, well, what do you want, a social credit system like they have in China? And it's like, so it's, well, we already have a credit system, which is worse.
Yeah.
It
stopped you from actually fucking getting shit.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know how their social credit system works, but our shit is fucking gay over here.
Yeah.
Okay. My dick is small.
Okay, I'm a fag.
Okay, I love you.
I'm
fucking hungry.
Yeah, I need to piss and figure out what that fucking noise was. That's going to bother me.
You think it was a ghost?
I think it was a ghost.
You think it's haunted? Has anyone died mm-hmm. in this building?
I can't wait to be a ghost. It is funny to imagine because, you know, ghosts are from hundreds of years ago.
Right, right.
So it's like some, like, 5'4" guy dressed like the Quaker Oats man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just going around your house being like, oh, boo. boo.
That's true.
Have thou seen my tights? Boo.
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 That's how everyone talked back then.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, Yeah, every ghost is racist.
Yeah, every ghost also is like, you know, they have to do one thing to free their soul to get into heaven, too, you know. So Nick is going to have to figure out what that is while he walks the earth. Maybe it's being nice to your friend, Adam.
I am nice to you.
No, I don't think that's it.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm also nice. In what way am I not nice to you?
You're constantly mean to me.
I'm not mean to you.
I would say the way you talk to him.
The way he talks to me.
That's the way I talk to everybody.
Yeah. The way you fixate on
that doesn't make it
personal
good.
Life.
Am I fixated on your personal life?
A little bit, sometimes.
In what way?
I'm not going to talk about it on the show.
You just did, Adam. Yeah. That's your problem. You're onto something, and then you always got to take it one step too far.
Yeah, it's true.
See, because
everything you say to me,
what you're doing right now,
I'm one step over the edge, and I'm about to break.
What you're doing right now, I could easily, just in kind, say you're being mean to me when all you're doing is being critical.
What do you mean?
Which is not necessarily mean. And that's all I ever do to you. I'm critical of certain aspects of your behavior, namely the fact that you're Jewish.
Well, that's not an aspect.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
That's an aspect.
Well,
that is one aspect you could really change, Adam.
Yeah, I could do some self-reflection.
Some folks might call that anti-Semitism,
uh-huh.
which only furthers my case.
No, I think
because
I think,
then it means it has nothing to do with you.
I think that
it
lets
is
you
inherently.
Off.
non-person.
I think you I think you're letting yourself off a little bit. But.
So you think by virtue of being anti-Semitic.
But the fact that I am a virulent anti-Semite.
It's actually, when you factor that,
there
in.
There is nothing personal. In fact.
And when you factor it in, you're really nice to Adam.
I'm a very good friend of
yours. Yeah, that's true.
I just happen to be horrifically racist.
Right.
I think that
which
would.
No one will dispute.
No one will dispute that. So take that, fucking faggot.
So true. Yeah. Is that Adam or
to
just
the Jewish people?
Or just the rhetorical?
To the state of Israel.
Well, I got a little fired up there. So that
that's
all
right. All right, that's fine.
That moment, I was trying to give it a sort of a certain a little flair.
Little fucking stank on that
je ne sais quoi. No, I don't make anything personal. I mean, other than that weird mole on your dick or...
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
Or,
it wasn't a mole, it's a birthmark.
Okay.
And that birthmark has gotten me out of
What's
a lot
the difference
of,
between a birthmark and a mole?
A mole is raised, perhaps. A birthmark
How do you
is
get
just,
a birthmark?
You just have them your whole life. And that birthmark has gotten me out of a lot of police lineups type situations. So
the baby penis rapist is at it again.
Yes,
but he doesn't
not
have a mole. Well, but this is...
Yeah.
Well, this is too small a dick anyway. We didn't even really need the mole.
Yeah.
This is clearly too small a dick to be the baby penis rapist.
Yeah, it's true.
But I guess the mole does give us an extra reason to eliminate him.
This is not the fetus penis rapist.
I think what this is...
This is not the before it becomes a penis or vagina in gestation rapist.
Your way, you're mad at me.
Now he's defending himself.
I am defending
now
myself.
Now he's gone into the
defensive. Am I not supposed to
defend again,
myself?
Once again, I've pulled another string.
Yeah, of course.
Continue.
Here comes the rest of the thread, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Tug on shit.
All right, Pinocchio, my beautiful boy, continue.
Then Pinocchio is autonomous. What is it? What is that? You,
yeah,
you
but
call
I
me
created you. I'm an old Italian man who created you.
I don't care. Yeah, here it comes.
Yeah, because I wanted a son.
What you're mad about is you took it personally.
What took what personally?
That I called the coffee bean.
No, that's not true. I've changed my mind
expecting,
on this. I've changed my mind
fully
on this.
Fully expecting this guy to say, no, we don't
of
have
Of course.
Him. I, in my mind, and then I was going to say, you've paid this man. You've fucking paid him off. That was going to be the joke.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was in full display.
He said that they
Now, the audience, who for years have seen me as the villain.
Right.
As the lying villain.
Of course. Yeah.
In a roundabout way, I'm vindicated and everything... quote unquote mean I've ever said to you is not only justified, it was my moral and ethical duty to say it.
Yeah.
Based on
I agree with that.
The coffee bean fiasco is
that's true.
As they're calling
it was kind of your Bay of Pigs.
As they're calling it in the papers.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I've revised my stance on the coffee bean thing. I know I was you know a little bit apologetic last week, but I'm going back to defiant.
Performative.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Performative.
No, I'm
and now
it's
you,
wow.
did, you did not want it. You
I'm back to defiant.
You knew you were in the wrong.
I'm defiant.
You knew you were in the wrong.
And you
I'm
know again.
You knew you were in the wrong and you didn't want to deal with it at the time because you had no leg to stand on.
I
so
spent this
waiting.
Weekend with the people.
You're
I did
waiting.
Some shows in Nashville. People came up to me afterwards. They said,
"And you know what else
for
Adam
that,
always
for that,
does?
For that piggy to be
here's
mad at you
here's
about not getting him food when
doing.
You offered
now
him a coffee.
Now he's trying to use the audience. Mm-hmm.
Here's now I have the people behind
here's
me.
Here's what he's doing.
Now
he's,
that I know this.
Yet again, he buries his despicable bullshit at the end of the fucking
Wait
premium.
To the end of the episode and then says I'm being mean to him and I make things personal.
Well, you better believe, Adam.
Well,
we're about
do.
To stop
I mean,
this. And we're going to have lunch. We're going to have lunch. And we're going to pick this up at the beginning.
I'm not buying the first episode.
I mean, you're not buying.
No.
I packed my lunch.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm buying myself then.
Well, fuck you.
Well, fuck you.
But guess what? We're picking this up right at the beginning of the fucking.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like what you're trying to do, trying to hide this, these baseless. And you know where you really fucked up?
Where is that?
Strategically, now you've made me and Nick bonded allies in the whether you're mean he's mean to you or not.
It's
prior to this we hadn't been.
We had not been.
Yeah. Yeah. It's never that's
I was
never
willing
been the
just,
case.
We were two people that
I was
separately
willing.
Did not like you
I
for the
was
same
willing
reason.
To fucking hear you out, okay? And jump on board if you had a good enough rhetorical
I was willing
case.
To hear you out too. Because
when
you say to me, oh, you make things personal and you're mean to me, as your friend, I say, well, hold on, have I taken it too far?
Yeah.
Have I gone too far?
On numerous occasions.
And then I have to think, and then I have to think to myself, well, what happened recently? And then I remember the egregious despicable interaction.
Yeah, it's so fucking true.
That happened vis-a-vis the coffee bean fiasco.
Listen, we can revisit this.
And we will at the beginning. And everyone now, listening to this, you'll understand where the energy came from.
Yeah.
On the free episode that you listened to a few days ago.
It's like Memento. We're
this
living
this podcast has become Memento.
Yeah, we're living
where
this
we
podcast
very
goes
often, very often goes backwards, and I actually like
in
that.
In fact, the real fans wait till Sunday and then they go back to Wednesday.
That's a way to
that's how the real heads
that's how the
do
real
it
motherfuckers do it. You listen to Wednesday right after.
Here's where we're going to start is you get to start. We'll open the weekly show, right? The free show in an hour. And you can start off regaling us with the story of how you went on the road and the fans said what to you? They took your side.
Yes. They said that it was, they said you guys were being incredibly unfair.
Okay, let's put a pin in this. We're going to start the I want to eat my chicken.
I didn't know that that's how the people felt.
So we're going to let you put words in other people's mouths, and we want names. And we're going to get names, and we're going to cross-check this. We're going to call them up on the show.
Well, thankfully, I have signatures.
Yeah, we're going to call them up on the show, and we're going to ask them.
We will call them.
We'll find their numbers. They're in the white pages.
And so stay back tuned.
Back tuned.
That's the word. Back tuned.
Back tuned. Yeah. She's back tuned.
She was